Interview with Janice Milner of Moves Group Limited. Moves Group was established as Square Moves in 1962. The group's headquarters are in Park Royal, London, with other main depots and warehouses across the country in Manchester, Birmingham and Daventry. Moves run a fleet of over 170 vehicles, including large commercial vehicles, transits and motorcycles. Moves' annual turnover is in excess of £9 million. It is a member of the National Courier Association, NCA, and has ISO 9002 quality accreditation. Janice Milner is the International Relocations Manager for Moves Group Limited. She has been with the company for 4 years. 1. Janice, what qualities do your removal workers need to possess and what training do they receive? We try to offer a very friendly, approachable service to our customers. We therefore look for men who can communicate with every level of life, from a couple who are moving round the corner to the CEO of a major international corporation. Common sense is also a major factor. We can't be there telling them what to do all the time, and if a problem comes up, they have to be able to sort it out on the spot without it becoming a major issue. We have a training officer on site who goes out on the road with them. If necessary, they are sent away for training or we train them on site. We also assess their driving skills to make sure they can drive the vehicles that we provide for our clients. There is also a lot of on-the-job training. They have to learn as they go along. 2. Moves Group has won the National Blood Service contract to collect blood from donor centres and mobile units and deliver processed blood and blood products from blood centres to hospitals throughout London and the South East region. That must be stressful at times. Yes, actually, my father is a driver for the blood service. When we pick up the blood, we have to go straight to the destination. We cannot stop. Blood taken from donors is only suitable for processing within a certain time frame before it becomes unusable. Once processed, the urgency for collection and delivery remains essential to meet the immediate demands of hospital patients. There are often major traffic jams in London, so our drivers have to learn all the shortcuts, the best motorways to take and the ones to stay away from completely. On the map, it may look as though they are going all around the houses, but in actual fact, the route they are taking is the quickest, if not the shortest way of getting there. They have to learn all the tricks of getting around Southeast England. 3. How has the internet contributed to the group's success? We have a very good response from our website, but that is mostly for domestic removals and international removals. 75% of our work comes from an initial inquiry on the web. Our website receives 18,000 individual hits a month, so it has become a very big part of our business. We advertise in the Yellow Pages as well, but response from the internet is far greater, and that is where we are getting most of our domestic and international work from. 4. How much work do you do in Europe? At the moment, we are sending about 3 vehicles a month over to Europe. Most of these are dedicated loads, meaning the goods belong to just one customer in that vehicle. I've got a job going to Italy in 6 weeks. 2 deliveries are destined for Milan and Pisa. We are sending 3 men down. They will have a 2-day stop-off between deliveries, and then we're flying 2 of the men back while the other truck goes on to do other work. 5. Tell me how the Net Moves service on your website works. Net Moves is an online estimate service where customers can log in their information and we will give them an immediate relocation estimate online. Occasionally, we will need to call them for more information or visit the location to make a more accurate estimate, but 9 times out of 10, the estimate can be done entirely over the net. 6. Is there anything you refuse to move? No. We don't deal with animals, but we can recommend someone who specialises in animal shipping. If I can't do the job myself, I will find someone who can, and I will be the link between the customer and that person. If it's my referral, I will do everything in my power to make sure the job is done properly for the customer.